Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about the titles and the names of our Father and how knowing His titles and names can enhance our worship to Him and also can help us to receive more blessings from Him because we get to know more about Him. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6, where we left off yesterday. Moses is telling them in verse 13, the people, fear the Father and serve Him and swear by His name. Don't go after any other gods of the people which are round about you, for your Father is jealous among you, and lest His anger be kindled against you and destroyed you from the face of the earth. He's warning the people, don't serve their gods or don't worship their idols. And see, so many people have idols in their lives, like we left off yesterday talking about other people, and we need to put the Father first. But chapter 7, verse 1, when the Father shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you, and when the Father shall deliver them before you, again, he didn't say if, when the Father shall deliver them before you, thou shalt smite them, and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. The daughter shall not give unto his son, nor the daughter shall thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, the Father, that they may serve other God. So will the anger of the Father be kindled against you, and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, and break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. For you are holy people unto your Father. The Father has chosen you to be a special people unto Himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. It's just so important to keep things in remembrance of Him and who He is. And then He says in chapter 7, verse 17, if you say in your heart that these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? See, He's jealous. Don't be afraid of them. For you shall remember what the Father did unto Pharaoh and to all Egypt. Verse 21, don't be afraid of them, for the Father is among you, a mighty Father and terrible. He's among you. Whatever you're going through, He's with you. Don't be afraid. In verse 22, and the Father shall put out those nations before you little by little. And go to chapter 8, verse 6. Keep the commandments of the Father, to walk in His ways and to fear Him. For the Father bringing thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. Some of you need to take this as a prophecy. He wants to do it for you. The main thing He wants from you and from me is to turn our flesh over to Him so He can mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us to the image of Yeshua. I say it on every broadcast. It's very, very important. He's going to bring us, verse 8, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. A land where thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Nobody on earth can do that but our Father, our Daddy. You shall not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. And when thou hast eaten and are full, and thou shalt bless the Father for the good land which He has given you, beware that, lest that you forget Him and not keeping His commandments and His judgments and the statutes which I command you this day. And when you're eaten in full and when your herds are multiplying, verse 14, then your heart be lifted up and forget the Father which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. He led you through the wilderness. Look how far he's brought us. Why would we put anybody before Him? Why would we serve anybody but Him? Verse 18, but remember your Father, for He it is that gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swear unto your fathers as this day. So he's jealous. He's a jealous Father. Don't put anything in front of Him. And another title I want to talk about is Elohim. It stands for all His attributes. Omniscient, all-knowing, all-powerful, omnipotent. The name just signifies all His attributes. Hallelujah. He's so big and so powerful. And His attributes, we'll never understand all of them. Elohim, and He's our Daddy. And also, you can see that in Genesis 1, hallelujah, verse 26. And he's our eternal rock. He's our eternal rock. Isaiah 26, verse 4. He's our eternal rock. He's somebody we can always hold on to. He'll always be steady. He's always a rock that we can hold on to. No matter what storm is coming your way, you can always hold on to the rock, him, your Father. Remember that. Hold on to him. Hold on to him, to his word. Hallelujah. It's so incredible. And Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, he's got everlasting arms. He'll hold us throughout eternity. He's got everlasting arms to wrap around us, to comfort us, to encourage us. He's our daddy. The whole word is about our daddy. Genesis to Revelation is all about our daddy. And he's got everlasting arms to hug us, to hold us, to encourage us. Also, he's faithful. In 1 John 1, verse 9, he's faithful. People could let you down, but he'll never let us down. He's always faithful. And he wants us to be faithful to the work that he put in front of us. We're his servants. Sure, we're his sons and his daughters, but also his servants. Hallelujah. A lot of people forget that. But he's faithful, and he wants us to be faithful. And maybe it's not a lot he wants us to be faithful over, but if we're faithful over a few, he'll make us rulers, leaders over many. Whether he does or he doesn't, we just need to be faithful to him because he's faithful. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 5, verse 14. He's the commander of his army. He's the commander. Everybody reports to him. Heaven and earth, everybody reports to him. He's the commander. Hallelujah. When he's ready to stop what the devil's doing in your life, he'll do it because he's the commander. And actually, as I mentioned on previous broadcasts, Satan reports to him. Satan is a created waster. He was created by the Father. He gets the glory at what he allows Satan to do. It. He always gets the ultimate glory out of it. Hallelujah. As I mentioned before, if you turn your flesh over to the Father, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conform you to the image of Yeshua, Satan has no access to you because the flesh belongs to the Father. And so if Satan is attacking an area of your life, the Father is using him as a messenger to let you know that area of your life the Father is ready to bless. If it's your finances that the devil's attacking, then the Father's letting you know that I'm going to bless your finances very soon. He's using Satan as a messenger. And if it's your family you're praying for and things seem to get worse, then he's letting you know that I'm ready to bless your family. He's just using Satan as a messenger as long as you do what I say, turn the flesh over to the Father. But if you're playing around with the devil, one foot in, one foot out, then he's more than a messenger. He could attack you. He could really hurt. So it's important that you turn that flesh over, because we can't control the flesh, but the Father can. There's no drug addict that can get off drugs without the Father. And in Genesis 14, verse 17 to 20, he's Elyon, E-L-E-L-Y-O-N. He's the Most High. There's nobody hiding in him. You don't have to go to an intermediary to pray to him. You go right to him. In the name of Yeshua, you go right to him. He's the Most High. Well, how would you go to anybody else but him? Just go to him. Now, he'll use people in your life to help you, but go to him first. So many people are so quick to call 16 prayer partners when something happens. Go to the Father. Maybe you don't have to call any of them. He'll just bless you and work the whole situation out. But he may use one of them, or some of them. But go to him first, because he's Elyon, the Most High. Nobody hide in him. And Roy, he sees. Genesis 16, verse 13 to 14. He sees everything. He knows everything. You can't hide from him. You can't hide anything from him. Remember Jonah was going to Tarshish, didn't hide from the Father. The Father had him and go right to Nineveh. He prepared a whale to swallow him up, and Nineveh was a 3 days journey, but Jonah made it in one day. See, the Father knew exactly where Jonah was. He knows exactly where you are right now, what you're doing. He knows the attacks on your job. See, the greater one lives within you. And he can prepare a table before you, for you, right in the midst of your enemies. Just because they're very loud on your job, coming against you on your job, doesn't mean that they're going to win. Sometimes the devil gets the loudest when he's ready to be defeated. And the Father's ready to pull the rug out from him, so to speak. So just understand the Father has everything under control. Hallelujah. But he wants to control every aspect of our lives. So he can conform us into the image of his Son. And he's El Shaddai. He's the all-sufficient one. He's all we need. Genesis 17, verse 1 to 8. He is El Shaddai. He's all we need. We're sufficient in him. Hallelujah. It's just so incredible when you look at these titles and we get to learn more about him and we appreciate him. And the devil hates when you talk about names and titles of the Father because it refers to his power, to the Father's power. Let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio. If you can't, just agree with me in prayer. If you're driving your car, get ready for work. Father, I just thank you for the people that are listening out there, Father. I ask you to touch them. I decree healing and deliverance, Father, for these people right now. In the mighty name of Yeshua, touch them, Father. Move on them. I'm asking. I'm believing, Father. Father, you said if two touch and agree, shall be done. And we're agreeing right now, Father. Hallelujah. That you're going to touch these people in the mighty name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org. It has about 250 prophetic messages. I've also written three books. The first book is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua and how they apply to us and how Yeshua fulfilled every one of those feast days. Hallelujah. And there's three that he will fulfill in the last days. And also my book, second book is called Noon, which talks about the months of the year on his calendar and how the things that he did in the months of the year in the Word, he wants to repeat on those months, but you need to know when those months begins and ends. Too many people are basing their spiritual walk on the Gregorian calendar, but on my website at henrywalker.org, on the biblical calendar, I have from up to the year 2020, the Gregorian calendar and Hebrew calendar, and you know when each month starts on Hebrew calendar. And also when each feast day begins and ends on the Hebrew calendar of the year 2020. This really helped you in my book, in conjunction with my book, Noon. So before the month starts, you know what the Father did in the Word and how he wants to repeat those things. Also in my book, Noon, I talk about the different hours of the day that I mentioned in the Bible when the Father did tremendous things and he wants to repeat those things on those hours. I need to know those hours of the day because there's a certain hour of the day when his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. And you need to know that. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. And also, my last book is called Demystifying the Trinity or Explaining the Trinity. It really comforts you and help you so much. And so you can get these books by just calling me. We'll send them to you at our course. The course of the books, we'll just give them to you at course. I'm not trying to make any money on it. We just want to get these books into your hands. And the course is $5 each, and you can just call me at 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. Just call us. We'll send these books out to you at cost. And if you have no money, we'll send them out to you free. You just want to get these books into your hands because they're powerful weapons in the end time. And also, don't forget our broadcast on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. So if you miss it in the morning, you can catch it at night. But also, you can go back to any previous broadcast by going to WCNO.com. And click on demand and then click on God's time is everything and you see all those broadcasts and you can go back to prior broadcasts. We just want to help you. And to my friends in the Bahamas, if you can't call me on the phone for prayer, it's very expensive, just email me and go to henrywalker.org and click on contact and email me your name and phone number and I'll call you back. Just make sure you turn all your flesh over to the Father so there's nothing in the way of our prayers, my prayers for you. We just want to help you so much. And if you want to send an offering to this ministry, every offering is tax deductible. The address will be given at the end of the broadcast. We just want to help you. So remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org. Or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you worried because you're about to be transferred, or have you recently been laid off? Maybe you're facing foreclosure or behind in your monthly payments. It's not your fault. Start Fresh Home Buyers can help you. They will buy your home quickly and for a fair price, even if you have no equity and you owe more than it's worth. They're not realtors. They don't want to list your house. They want to buy it. Start Fresh Home Buyers is available at 772-675-9588. If you are in or facing foreclosure, you may be eligible for